Governor, congratulations on your very important win in your home state of Ohio. I know you're going to be speaking to your supporters soon, but give us your reaction. How excited are you?
Well, we're all very, very happy. Wolf, we've run a positive campaign and one that, you know, that shows the record of balancing budgets and cutting taxes and, most important, growing jobs and leaving no one behind. And I'm just so appreciative of the people of Ohio. That's my third straight statewide win, and we got one more to go. We'll have one more to go this fall when we beat Hillary Clinton here, because I'm in the best position to beat her, and we're going to get a lot of momentum. We have a lot of people now joining us who they were on the sidelines. They want to come now. Both, I heard Jake Tapper saying, "Well, he doesn't have any money." I mean, tell Jake I'll have all the money we need, okay? And we also are lining up great political support. And look, I look at these people, how happy they are. And you know what it is? What it is it's a real election for somebody that knows how to fix the country, the economy. That's what this is about. And we're fired up. I'm going to Philadelphia tomorrow. I think we'll have a great event in Philadelphia. And we're just all thrilled. My wife and my kids are here, my sister-in-law, the whole family, and many, many volunteers.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your path forward right now. You got all 66 delegates in your home state of Ohio, but walk us through. There's still an enormous number you need to capture the Republican presidential nomination.
Yeah. Well, there's over 1,000 delegates yet to be selected, and we're going to be working all across this country. Like I say, we're in Pennsylvania tomorrow. We'll be heading to the Eastern Seaboard. I'm going to get in a covering wagon and hope for a big breeze, and we're going to head out to the west, and we're going to go out to Colorado, and we're going to go to Maryland, by the way, down on the Eastern Shore. We'll be out to California, where I think we'll be very competitive. And so, look, this is the little engine that can. People said we wouldn't be at this place. They said we were not going to be able to make it. So for those people who like the underdog, for that person in the March Madness that can go from the bottom seed all the way up now, there's three of us left, it's pretty cool. So we're excited, Wolf.
You think you're going to be able to go all the way to the convention and see what happens at the convention if no one gets that 1237, that magic number needed to capture the nomination?
Oh, yeah. Look, I may go to the convention before this is over with more delegates than anybody else. There's 1,000 yet to pick. And look, we've only been paid attention to for about the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've had more attention in the last 3 weeks than I had in the last 6 months. So people are finally starting to hear the message of success in Washington, balancing the budget, job growth in Ohio, turning it around, job growth. And, Wolf, at the same time all that has happened, we've left no one behind. We helped the mentally ill, the drug addicted, the working poor. I mean, we're proud of what we've done. We want to bring the country together and not divide this country anymore. That's why this was such a big victory tonight, because what it does is it says, you want to go and divide them? Okay, you came to Ohio, you threw everything you had at me, and guess what? It didn't work. Because we know that we need to unite this country and be Americans and not spend our time dividing people in this